Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Normally at the end of 2018 and the beginning of a year, you know, I like to do my, you know, year in review podcast, which is what this one is today. I did want to talk about what I think to be the top 10 products that shipped this year, and each of them kind of give you a little description of why I think that is a particularly critical product shipping this year, and the value proposition of that product. These are not in a particular order because the order changes depending upon the day of the week, depending upon what I'm doing, depending upon where I am. The solution and requirement and technology I use changes. So this is not a 1 to 10 list of the 10. This is simply the 10 items altogether that I find critical this year. And in addition to that, they are listed 1 to 10. They are not ranked 1 to 10. So the first one is Keeker. They continue to add functionality to the software. I find the product continues to improve week over week over week. They've now added the ability to use the projector and the camera to create a touch wall, which I think is incredible. I played with it the other day. I have a little space in my basement where I can do that, and it was an incredibly interesting tool set. The software continues to get better. The product overall continues to improve, and it still looks neat. It's, as my twins call it, a rolling egg. The next product is Lumo. Lumo is the new product from Segway. It's the first mix of a personal transportation device and a robot. And so it gives you an interesting perspective, both of being able to roll around under the power of the Segway, but also a robot that works with you and will do tasks and chores that you need it to do. The next product is Capsule, and they've just released or just announced the Capsule 2, which is shipping later in 2019, so it'll probably make the list 2 years in a row. Capsule is a small, about a soda can-sized projector that you can easily use, connect to your phone, your tablet, or directly to your PC by HDMI. So it's a great product and really valuable, really fun to use. The next one is the Ravine heated jackets. I've seen a lot of reviews. A lot of people hate them. A lot of people love them. I've used mine several times now when it was, you know, down in the 20s when we were out walking. And honestly, Ravine has really created a very good system for creating, generating, keeping, and ultimately heating your body when you're out in the cold. The next product is the Goobas Personal Theater. Personal theaters are interesting. I've tried probably 20 over the years. Goobas is the first one that I really use a lot because it provides so many valuable propositions. It also allows you to HDMI into the headset, which is a valuable tool set. It also adjusts automatically to your eyesight, so you don't have to wear your glasses while you are wearing the Goobas. You can actually just have the Goobas on. The next product is the Oculus Go. It's a product that, you know, it's virtual reality, but it allows you to take it with you. You don't have to have a PC or an iPhone or a tablet or an Android phone. You can take your Oculus Go with you. You can download games directly to it and play the games wherever you are. The next product is actually many products. It's a company that is called Astro Reality, and what they sell AR tag systems, basically. So they've sold the moon, they've sold Earth, the solar system, they've sold notebooks that have AR tags in them. They're truly incredible tool sets to look at, and it's also kind of that first initial business case for AR in the marketplace, particularly AR for education. The next product is ThinkBoard X from the company called Rocketbook. I've backed them several times online. They have a bunch of very cool erasable products. ThinkBoard X is their first whiteboard that you can actually install on your wall and use as you would any other whiteboard. Finally, two Apple products bring out the list. I have to say it's been a big year for the Apple product set. They brought out a number of new products that I thought were impressive and valuable. And frankly, the iPhone XS has been an incredible tool set, mostly because the additional video processing power of the phone allows you to handle AR and VR tasks much quicker. They've also improved the Bluetooth, the overall phone, and it's just a much better solution overall than what I had before. Now, I did not go to the iPhone X. I did go to the iPhone 8, so I am making a bigger step there. And the last product for this year, for my top 10 of 2018 list is the iPhone Series 4 watch. Just incredible. I've been using mine for a while now. The value proposition is really solid. It integrates well with what I do, and it creates much more information on my wrist than I've had since, well, back in the days of the old Microsoft Spot watch, which I still miss a lot. Anyway, that's my 2018, what's coming, what's big, and what's huge, and what I've enjoyed technological this year. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.